Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. I'm using a different microphone today. Let me know if this sounds any different. And the reason why I'm using a different microphone is because my other mic, shotgun mic, is inside of a microphone blimp, and it's just a pain in the ass to take out, and I need to use that in 2 days. So we're going with this old mic anyways. Podcast friends, what's going on? We are back. Today we are talking about clients to avoid, right? And specifically avoiding these types of clients. That'll make your life a lot easier. That'll make your life a lot more happier. Not necessarily easier, right? I mean, I think we kind of just use it as like a blanket term, but it'll definitely make your life less stressful than it needs to be, right? Stress is good, right? We all need some form of stress in our life to challenge our nervous system, challenge our mental capacity, our mental aptitude, and build a little like resilience, right? But what type of clients should you be avoiding, and why would you want to avoid them, right? So let's start with the first type of client, which is on the first phone call, or it could be an email, or it could be a message that they are asking for a discount. Now, a lot of clients will ask for discounts, right? And that's not a huge deal because that's, you know, on their end, they're also trying to shop for the best price, and not necessarily the best price and the average quality, right? A lot of them want the best price, but the best quality, and that's okay, right? It's sort of like when you're shopping around for like a specific piece of equipment, right? Maybe you're shopping for something that necessarily doesn't need to be like the highest tier item, but it needs to be a really good quality and also a good price. And so when clients are reaching out to you, they're sort of doing the same thing, right? Although it is different, to be honest, right? Because production involves so many different things, from the pre-production to the production to the post-production to the crew to the talent to the location, blah 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 blah, right? All right, so the first one, if they are asking you for a discount, you have to keep talking to them, right? Ask them, and hopefully by the end of the conversation, the phone call, right? Especially the first one, determine if all you really want is just the best price, right? So an example is this. If potential client A, right, we'll just call him client A, is asking for a 60-second video that they can use to promote a new product that they're launching, right? So they've already been in business for a couple of years, and they do, let's just say that they make shoes or whatever, okay? So they make shoes. And they have a new sneaker coming out, and they want a 60-second promo they can use that they will use on Instagram and on Facebook, right, to create Instagram ads and Facebook ads. I'm also drinking some coffee right now, so if you hear little sips of that, just please be patient with me. It's been a rough weekend. I'll just say that much. So, 60-second ad sneaker. And the budget, let's just say, is $3,000. Okay, and for the whole thing, that includes pre-production, production, post-production, right? And based upon what you do and what you offer, in order for you to execute it the way that, you know, they've seen your reel, they've seen other work, other sneaker and shoe work that you've done, and you know, you let them know that $3,000 is enough to cover pre-production, your day rate, your camera package, and maybe one other person, right? Maybe one other person. But based upon that, there really isn't a lot for location. And you know, through the process of talking to them, you get an idea of the location they want. They want a very very high-end gym with all the latest equipment, right? They want it to look very premium, right? Maybe they want three locations. One is like a gym, one is a basketball court, like an indoor basketball court, and then another is let's just say something like a traditional product shot, right? That you might have like in a studio setup, right? And so you need budget for that. So you let them know that, hey, $3,000 is not enough to cover everything that you need. Is there anything else that we can do to either kind of meet in the middle ground, right? Where maybe we don't need all three locations. Maybe we just need one location and we can maximize that one location. So these are some of the things that you need to communicate with your client, right? Is if the budget isn't there, how can you make the budget work? And at the end of the day, if they still say that, you know, $3,000 is just all we have, then let them know that, hey, we can still do this, but we need to take away X, Y, and Z, right? Or we may need to adjust X, Y, and Z and be adamant that if we adjust X, Y, and Z, in our contract, we're going to say that you know, this is what we're going to be able to offer. This is what we're going to be able to provide. You sign off on that. You have to be okay with that, right? And if you're not okay with that, if we need to do a reshoot or if we need to add on, then that will be another invoice, right? And you need to clearly articulate that with them. So that way expectations are set from the get-go and everyone isn't just feeling like a dipshit at the end of the day, right? Like if you say, yeah, we got it, $3,000, cool. And then you get to the location, you shoot the whole thing, and they're just not happy because, well, maybe they're happy with what you shot, but they're like, oh, I wish we just had, you know, this, this, and this. And you have to say to them, well, you know, originally that was a plan that wasn't in the budget. Do you now have budget for this? And if you do, then let's just hurry up and get this stuff done, right? Let's find another location. Let's get some day rates already paid out, right? And you know, that's sort of like the mentality that is in our industry. And it just goes to show you that people do have the fucking budget. They just don't want to fucking pay, right? Stand by. I think my dog is coming. Okay. So that's the first type of client that you want to try to avoid, right? Is the ones that are lowballing you from the get-go. All right. The second type of client is they need to understand and they need to know exactly what they want. So what do we mean by that? Let's go back to our sneaker client. They call you up and they say, hey, Mr. John, we would like to hire you for our sneaker commercial that we have an idea for. It's a 60-second ad. And that's it, right? And so you have to lean in with more questions. Okay, cool. What is the vision you have for this commercial, right? What is the goal for this commercial? What is the objective for this commercial? And they might say, oh, well, you know, there's this. Let me send you a video that I saw of an Adidas ad. Okay, cool. Right. And so you look at the reference and you then have to make that judgment call if that is something you can execute, right? Because if this Adidas commercial looks like it's fucking $5 million and their budget is like $3,000, right? You have to be realistic with that and say, hey, you know, you're comparing like apples and oranges here. You know, yeah, you know, Adidas makes sneakers and you guys make sneakers. But the budget just is completely off scale, right? So we need to reel in the practicality and the realism of this, right? And still make it look freaking sharp, all right? So maybe they have a reference, okay? And if they don't have a reference, then you need to start asking more questions, right? Okay, well, did you want this to be very high key, very, very bright, very kind of like a high fashion? Did you want it to be more moody, have more dimensionality in this whole ad? You know, think of like something, say you're thinking of something like, I can't even think of anything right now, but let's just say that, you know, you want something more moody, right? More gritty, more raw, more grassroots, more blue collar, right? Is that what you're looking for? Or are you looking for something more Beverly Hills, right? Something more high end in that kind of realm, like something very, very clean, very, very polished. What is it that you're looking to have this campaign look like, right? So have that conversation first. And then you also need to ask them, what is the actual goal, right? Are you guys looking to Is it more for brand awareness? If they've been in business for a while, they probably don't need the brand awareness. So is this for lead generation? Is this to coincide with a launch event that you're having at some rooftop hotel party, right? Understand what their goal, what their objective is. So that way you have a mission statement along with the visuals. And, you know, a lot of times when it comes to commercial business, commercial cinematography, a lot of business owners like us, right? A lot of business owners, they just think about the creative. They don't think about anything else. And that's great. Like, you need to be great at your craft. You need to be a master at your craft, but you also need to be a master at everything else that comes with owning a business, right? That's the marketing, that's the sales. That is a lead generation. That is the relationship building. That is the distribution, right? You may not be doing the actual distribution, but you need to think about this for your client, right? Is how are they going to get eyes on this thing, right? And if you can do the distribution, great, because then you can reel in that portion of like the agency money that would be going to someone else, right? And these fucking agencies charge a shitload of money, right? Like, let's just say, like, just really quick, let's just say your production is $5,000, right? Just for production, I guarantee you, if your client is going to a third party agency just for the distribution, right? Just for an agency to create the Instagram campaign, the Facebook campaign, the Google Ads campaign, the YouTube pre-roll ads campaign, I guarantee you those agencies are charging your client like $30,000, $50,000, right? So if you can learn to do that, then might as well do that, right? But again, if that isn't your thing, that's cool too, right? Just make sure you're making a shitload of money when it comes to the actual production, when it comes to the actual creative, okay? So again, ask your client to fully articulate their vision, and also you need to understand what their goal or what their objective is for this commercial or commercial campaign. All right, the third one is probably the most like the hardest one at first, right? When you're first starting off your first year, second year, right? Is the ones that say that they can't pay right now, but they'll promise you to pay you at a future date. So for those assholes, just say no. Just say no, right? They come to you, phone call, email, DM. Hey, Bob, love your stuff, man. I got this great idea for... I don't know, fucking a keyboard, right? I got this new keyboard coming out. It's for esports, for gamers, it's for PC, Xbox, PS4. I don't fucking know, right? For all of them. It's the top of the line. It has all these like Cherry MX switches. It's got LEDs, all this shit, right? Cool. So when are you looking to start production? Oh, we're looking to start production like next week. Okay. And let's just say they call you like on a Friday. Okay. Oh, we're looking to start next week, like Monday. We want to start. Okay, cool. Well, that's not that's a very short time frame for me, right, Bob, to look at locations, to get a crew together, to understand what your vision is. What is the budget looking like? And they say, we don't have any money right now. We're just starting off. We're starting a Kickstarter or we're starting a GoFundMe to kind of get some things rolling. But, you know, we really need this video just to start putting out content, right? And immediately that should just tell you that, okay, this person is just trying to get some free content, okay? So you got to say to them, well, you know, unfortunately, I run a business and I would love to help you out. To help your business out, but it's unrealistic for me, Bob, to provide any sort of content because there is no budget, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I hate to be blunt, but I mean, this is a business and I would love to provide value like I've done for hundreds of other clients. You've seen our stuff. You've seen our website. You've seen my reel. You've seen the other tech product related commercials that we shot. For Lessee, for Western Digital, for Seagate, right? And I'm pretty sure that's why you're reaching out to us. We're also in the same area. We're only 10 miles apart, right? So you also probably saw that as well. But again, if you don't have any budget right now, what I could do is I can refer you to someone else if that helps out,
right? So that's sort of like one example, right? That I'm not saying like don't copy exactly what I said. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's a good, I don't fucking know. You need to come up with one is, don't just be a jerk, straight off. Just don't say, fuck off, right? Don't just say that, right? Don't burn bridges at the beginning. But you need to be articulate enough in your communication skills where you really do care about the other person, right? And hopefully you care about the other, even if they're a fucking dick, right? Care enough or like, I understand, I've been there before. You know, when I first started off, I was doing stuff for free because I'm looking to build a reel. I'm looking to build a portfolio to show potential clients that, hey, I can do really good work. And all the stuff that you see right now, it may be free. But you know, you keep going. So that way you get to those clients where you can, persuade them that, hey, you know, this stuff that I can do, the production, the quality, is there, and this is my rate. Okay. And I mean, we'll go into another video of how you kind of get started, or at least how I got started, communicating and negotiating, right? When I didn't have anything, when all I had was just free stuff to show people. Okay, but this person, the keyboard, right, the fancy keyboard for esports, but I just talk to them, right, and say like, hey, you know, we can provide value, but it's going to cost, and if this is something you need by like next week, I need a down payment like by the end of today, or definitely by Sunday, right? Don't do one of those things where it's like, I've done it before, right? Don't do one of those things where it's like short notice. You get there, you shoot. And you communicate with them and you even write a contract. And that's the worst thing is if you even write a fucking contract and you have them sign it and they still don't pay, right? Those are like the assholes, right? Those are the people that you just forget. And, you know, don't put them on blast. Well, you can put them on blast if you want, but you know what I mean? Like, just let it go. So if it's one of those cases and you show up, you got everything there. You got, I don't know, maybe you say you got two people helping you out. Okay, you got an assistant, camera assistant, and you have someone like a key grip gaffer for the day. You show up and they haven't paid you, even though you've negotiated and you have it in a contract that like, hey, before we shoot, I need to have at least half of this deposit, or I need to have a deposit that is at least 50% come Monday, right? And if they don't deliver, you need to put your foot down and just say, hey, we agreed that this is such short notice. I need to have 50%. I need to have a deposit like right now. You need to Venmo me. You need to PayPal me. You need to go to the bank, get some cash or whatever the fuck it is. You need to write a check. I got to have something before we set up anything, right? Before I even pull out a fucking tripod stand, I got to have something. I got to have 50%. And chances are they will do that, right? They will go to the bank, or they'll PayPal you, or they'll Venmo you, or whatever it is, right? Don't wait until the end of the day. Like if call time is 8 a.m. and if they're there 8 a.m., they need to have cash, PayPal, Venmo, something into your hands, and be adamant about that. Stand your ground and be adamant, right? Be vigilant with your spirit and say, hey, like, you know, we love to shoot. And we've done all this pre-production for you, pulled up images, did a storyboard for you. And so we're here, right? Let's get things going. But I need to have payment like right now. So be adamant about that. All right, number four, and this is the last one, is this is a tricky one to navigate. And it's something that I could also do better at. You know, there are certain times where I do give in. It kind of just depends on how, on what is it? What season we're in, right? If it's a slow season or if it's a busy season. If it's, so I'll just say it, right? So volume wise is they want more than the budget, than the budget calls for, right? Or let's just say in simple terms, if the budget is $10,000, but they want a volume that you know would probably need to be at least $15,000, right? Just being honest. And so again, if it's a slow season, then you might say, well, it's a slow season right now. We could probably take a small hit in the profit, right? Because it's better, because right now it's slow. It's okay. We don't have too much going on. We can tack in the extra, whatever, like just say two pieces of content that they're asking for free, not a huge deal, right? If it's a busy season where you know your time needs to be spent efficiently and also honestly between all of your clients, right? That's when you got to say, hey, you know, I understand that $10,000 is the budget. You're asking, you need two more pieces of content. That's going to be another $5,000. If that isn't there, I'm so sorry, but you know, we are extremely busy right now. So we definitely want to be able to commit to this. And we're 95% there, we're 95% there. Unfortunately, you know, I only have so big of a team, that even if we had to, send out the editing portion to a third party, that's still extra money, right? That's still an additional cost that we need to factor in for the budget. And if, you know, so can we get that? Is there something we can do for that? And a great way to kind of, you know, to connect everything is, again, going back to their objective, going back to their goal, right? Always go back to that goal of this commercial campaign that you're doing. Originally it's three videos, but again, they want the extra two, right? So it's five videos. Go back to the goal, go back to the objective always. So that way they can reel back into their minds of what's really important to them, right? Like if you know, I mean, $10,000, right, is a good amount of money. Extra $5,000, again, might not be within their budget. It might be like just scraping on the surface of like, that's a little bit too much for us, right? And it's understandable. But you got to reel them back in and say, hey, if your objective is to have a commercial campaign that, you know, five videos is going to help you with your lead generation, is going to help you create more impact with your audience, with your business, then the extra $5,000 isn't a sacrifice, right? It's something that's going to go towards your business because, you know, the content that we've shot in previous clients has done the same thing, right? It's brought them lead generation. It's brought them sales. It's brought them brand awareness, product awareness. It's helped them grow their business. So can we continue this conversation and see where we can pull an extra $5,000 or maybe an extra $3,000 or $3,500? So have those conversations, right? But at the end of the day, if they aren't willing to budge, if they say, $10,000 is all we have, is there anything that you can do on your end to make things work? You can say, again, just one example is, okay, client B, we understand that the extra $5,000 in this budget isn't there. Totally understandable. We understand that. What we can do is we can provide the extra two videos for you, right? We'll take that out of our own costs. We will do the pre-production, the production, the post-production, not a problem. What we do request, though, and we will have this in the contract, is that in the next month or 2 months, no later than 2 months, is a guarantee that there is another video coming out from you guys, right? Another concept that you guys have for a content piece, for a commercial piece, right? And just based upon that, we can build upon the idea, we can build upon the campaign and see, you know, what else can proliferate, what else can grow from that. But again, we just need that guarantee that there will be another piece of content from you guys within the next month or 2 months, right? So the next 3 days to 60 days. And what that does for you is it guarantees you another job, right? It guarantees you another project coming in for your company. Rather than just let the $5,000 go, make sure that at least, hey, you know, right now, they may not have an extra $5,000. But in the next 1 to 2 months, they're going to have another project for you. And again, that project will probably be something like another $10,000 project, right? So again, you may be taking a little hit in the beginning, but at least it's allowing you to build upon that, and it's allowing you to guarantee that you have another project coming in the next month or two. And that way you're not stressing out, right? And again, you probably have other projects coming in. That's great. But if you have more projects coming in, even better, all right? All right, so those are my four types of clients to avoid, and also things you can do to help yourself out. Because when you help yourself out, then life is good. Okay. What do we got going on? We have, again, some more. We have some more episodes coming out in the near future. Again, business related and also kind of filmmaking thoughts related. If you haven't rated my podcast, I would ask you right now, please rate my podcast, whether it's a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. I would appreciate it. Tell your friends about it. If you like the content, if you like the podcast as a whole, again, we've only been in this podcast for, 2 months or something like that. 2 months, right? Hasn't been a long time. So I'm still trying to figure out what the hell this whole podcast is about, right? Obviously it's about building your business. It's about, growing your craft as a cinematographer. That will never change. I don't think so. But it might segue into other things. So if it does, great. But again, share this podcast with your friends. Please rate the podcast. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Ciao.